CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Mexico may have gotten lucky. A 7.6 earthquake, that's a big one, near Acapulco, that slid side to side rather than jumping up and down.
We started feeling some temblors, some trembling, and it just kept going on and on and on.
Scared people ran out into the streets, and now we're hearing about big aftershocks, which can complete any damage started by initial shaking. Let's go live via Skype to CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
Yeah, we've been feeling some strong aftershocks here in the city, sending people running out into the streets again. Some people have even fainted. The stoplights are blinking in some areas, and phone service is still sketchy. Everyone is messaging and tweeting to be sure that friends and family are okay.
There were waves of 9 to 10 feet. Reports so far indicate minimal damage despite the strength of this shallow quake, which would have been felt very strongly. This is political primary day in Illinois. Some voters are saying they're mostly looking for a candidate who can beat Barack Obama.
I'm Steve Futterman in Chicago.
I definitely am a Romney supporter.
Probably Santorum.
Voting is underway here in Illinois, the land of Lincoln, holding its primary today. And if the pundits are correct, it should be a very good night for Mitt Romney.
Romney has a big edge going into this election.
CBSNews.com political reporter Brian Montopoli. Most polls show Romney with a double-digit lead. Romney is so confident that he's rarely mentioned Santorum at his campaign stops, instead comparing himself to President Obama.
Instead of expanding government, I'm going to shrink it.
Santorum admits the numbers here in Illinois do not look good for him.
I know most people think it's impossible to carry the state of Illinois.
54 delegates are at stake. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Chicago.
The death of Trayvon Martin, age 17, in a gated community in Sanford, Florida. Neighborhood Watch Commander George Zimmerman says it was self-defense. The family lawyer claims cold-blooded murder. Ben Crump.
Self-defense is a legal argument that you make in a courtroom, not an argument you make on the side of the road to a police and get to go home.
The federal government's beginning an investigation, and a local grand jury is doing the same. Republicans are proposing a budget that cuts taxes, slashes spending, and overhauls Medicare. Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan.
We don't want to turn the safety net into a hammock that lulls able-bodied people to lives of dependency and complacency.
Connecticut Democrat John Larson.
He knows it can't possibly pass because of what it does to average, ordinary American citizens and people who rely on Medicare.
The Republican plan would cut the projected Obama administration deficits in half over the next 10 years. On Wall Street, the Dow's down about 53 points, the Nasdaq's off almost 4, oil prices $105.61 a barrel. The specialists say they have done it. A frame-by-frame restoration of the Beatles movie Yellow Submarine. New DVDs to be released in late May. This is CBS News.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by a sure guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on a sure guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free million model giveaway with free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. Call now for your 100% risk-free trial giveaway of Proactive, including 2 free extras and free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-762-3928. That's 1-800-762-3928.
Too many, too skinny models on the runways in Israel has led to a new rule aimed at better health models.
A new Israeli law bans underweight models from catwalks and commercials in a bid to combat eating disorders. Legislator Rachel Adato sponsored the bill.
There would be a new way to protect the kids and a new way to look what is beautiful. Beautiful shouldn't be anorexia.
Women cannot be hired for modeling jobs without a written statement from a doctor that they are not underweight. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
A 101-year-old Utah woman is in the record books. Mary Hardison is the oldest female to paraglide tandem in the Guinness Book. She said she wanted to do it to keep her son from getting too far ahead of her. He had taken up paragliding as a hobby, and he's 75. No, by the way, she says she was not afraid. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HT Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HT Faces. Try it free today.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. So, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, let's get her done.
Hey, we got a big day today. Vietnam vet Richard Segovia is going to be in here, and so is the singing dog. We got a singing dog coming in at 1 o'clock.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Greta, the singing dog, will be here at 1. Hey, it's a pretty nice day out, too. Matter of fact, a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and this would have been Fred Rogers' birthday today.
Day for a neighbor, would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine, would you be mine, won't you be my neighbor, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor, neighbor and friend.
The opinions expressed on Talk is Cheaper, Bills, the callers, and the occasional stray that wanders in the studio, they're not necessarily those of the owners, management, sponsors, staff, delivery people, janitorial service. Consider this a personal invitation to pick up the phone and exercise your constitutional right to express your opinion.
Some people are afraid to get an MRI because they think their only option is being put into a narrow tunnel. This is no longer true. San Luis Diagnostic Center just installed a new 3-Tesla ultra-high-field MRI system with an opening that is 40% larger and much shorter than other systems. Now even the most claustrophobic person can have an MRI without concern. It produces crisper, clearer images that can diagnose disease far earlier, and scans take half as long. As a diagnostic facility dedicated to outpatient care, San Luis Diagnostic Center strives to make sure your appointments are on time and at your convenience. When your doctor tells you you need an MRI, take control of your health care and call San Luis Diagnostic Center at 542-9700 before someone else chooses for you. All major insurances are accepted.
Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Widex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
Hearing does really matter. I was just there yesterday, as a matter of fact. It was cold yesterday. It was really cold. It's going to be nice today. Today's our warm day of the week, as a matter of fact, so we got to see how everything else is going. All right, you're with Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network, opinion and comment by Bill Benica, and the news and stuff. And so we have a big thing coming up for in our Calcos News segment today, so you have to be listening for that. Let's do our What's It's and Who's It's on our day in history. According to the Tribune, our highlight in history on March 20th in 1912, a coal mine explosion at McCurtain, Oklahoma, claimed the lives of 73 workers. On this date in 1727, physicist, mathematician, and astronomer Sir Isaac Newton died in London. And yes, he hit the ground. In 1852, Harry Beecher Stowe's influential novel about slavery, Uncle Tom's Cabin, was first published in book form after being serialized. In 1985, Libby Riddles of Teller, Oklahoma, Alabama, became the first woman to win the Iditarod Trail dog sled race. She was from Alabama. Oh, go figure. In 1999, Bertrand Picard of Switzerland and Brian Jones of Britain became the first aviators to fly a hot air balloon around the world nonstop. Our birthdays today include producer, director, comedian Carl Reiner, who's 90. Actor Hal Linden is 81. Movie director Spike Lee is 55. Actress Holly Hunter is 54. And actress model designer Kathy Ireland is 49. Happy birthday to them and to you for church.
Happy birthday to you.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest picture you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Here's a scoop right here. Lisa Solomon told the officers she plans to remain the Paso Robles chief of police, a claim that appears to be up to the city leaders who are slated to discuss disciplining or dismissing her at tonight's city council meeting. Listed as a closed session item, discuss disciplining or releasing a public employee, department insiders say the investigative report into allegations of sexual improprieties will be discussed at tonight's meeting, along with whether or not to take action on the information in the report. Current and former officers alike say that the 43-year-old officer, who has been the chief now since 2007, had sexually assaulted at least four of the men and retaliated against many others. Following several years of complaints by officers, city manager Jim App agreed to hire an investigator to look into the allegations. Solomon has been on leave since March 12th and told officers in emails that she plans to return to work on March 22nd. During his exit interview in October, Sergeant Brennan Lux told the head of human resources, Marianne Sanders, that Solomon had grabbed his wiener during the mandatory team building workshop after ordering officers to put swimsuits on and finish discussing department issues in a hot tub. Where they were staying at a resort. He also gave the names of other officers who claimed to have been sexually assaulted, also by the chief. Then other things happened. Initial allegations of sexual assault and harassment, officers contend Solomon implemented illegal ticket quotas, falsified crime statistics, and legally manipulated union proceedings. Officer John Tatro, recently filed a lawsuit against the department regarding the chief's implementing illegal ticket quotas. Ticket quotas are illegal under state law because they can pressure police to write bogus tickets to meet the department goals. Amidst the flurry of complaints of alleging sexual misconduct, illegal management practices, and retaliation, a handful of officers have already retained attorneys who are working on filing lawsuits against the city. During tonight's city council meeting, following the closed session, city officials are required to inform the public of any action they take regarding disciplining or dismissing Solomon. big story. So the big story will be tomorrow, actually. Other things are going on. Other things are going on in the Central Post. This is very sad. Former Cuesta College president Grace Mitchell died. She was 78 years old, and she had a lengthy illness, and she died in Wayne County. Mitchell joined Cuesta in 1989 as the college's third president. She retired in 1999 and continued to work as a counselor in higher education until her death. As president of Cuesta, Mitchell oversaw the establishment of the school's North County campus in Paso. I will miss her greatly, but her legacy will live on as part of the storied history of Cuesta College, said Gil Stork, the current president of Cuesta, this morning. Memorial service for Mitchell is being planned for mid-April in San Diego. Initiative changing term limits for members of the California legislature will go before voters in November. If the measure meets with the voter approval, a politician will be allowed to serve only 12 years instead of 14 and only in one house of the legislature. It would reduce the overall time for lawmakers to serve and, in theory at least, prevent the current practice of a lawmaker hopping from one elected post to another. Today, an elected person can spend 8 years in the Senate and 6 years in the lower house. Current and former members of the lawmaking body would not be affected. The bill is supported by labor unions, PG&E, and the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce under the label of California for a Fresh Start. Is opposed by the Republican Party. And that is our news update. CalCoastNews.com. Don't forget you can go 24/7 anytime to CalCoastNews.com. Check during the day and see what's going on. Upper right-hand corner says Talk is Cheap. You can click on there and listen to KYNS.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Wow, that's a story there. Cheap appointment. All right, what else we got going? Well, and then, the other thing that's going on is you got the policemen are going to file lawsuits against the city. And then in Santa Maria, the police officer was shot that was fiddling around with the police cadet. But their family is suing the city of Santa Maria already, and the suits are flying everywhere. All right, coming up in a little bit, we are going to have right around 12:30 Richard Segovia, a Vietnam veteran, who's going to come in here and tell us about a big event that's going on in Guadalupe this weekend. And, I mean, it's a big event. I mean, you say it's Guadalupe, but it's a big event. All right, we're going to do that. And then coming in later, we're going to have Paula O'Farrell, and she's going to talk about the 4th Annual Paso Robles Dog Jog coming up on Saturday. And then we're going to have Guru Greta, Greta, the singing dog, come in. And so this is going to be kind of different for us. And that's okay. I've had singing dogs before in a different way, but I've had them. I've used them for my own purposes. It wasn't kind. All right. Other things that are happening today. Other things that are going on. Oh, we got the big, huge earthquake, of course, in Acapulco. And so, and the other thing that's interesting is, the U.S. was warning students who are on spring break not to go to Acapulco because of the drug violence there, and the cartels went up. And so, and the other thing is, it was inland, so there was no chance of a tsunami in this particular thing. But here's a comment by somebody there.
Nick Parker is on the line. He joins us from Mexico. Nick, where are you right now, and what did you feel at the time of the quake?
Hello, John. Right now I'm in my apartment, which is in Mexico City. And we were sitting down. There was a long tremor of about 10 or 15 seconds or so. The room shook quite substantially, and then it stopped. Turned on the television, and the local news station had lost the lighting of its show that it was broadcasting, and was still able to broadcast using audio only. And at the moment, local reports are saying that traffic is normal, but some of the traffic lights have been knocked out as well. So there's some power loss across the city.
Okay, just give us some logistics here, Nick. How far away would you say you're from the epicenter of the earthquake? If the epicenter of the earthquake is about 200 kilometers away from Acapulco.
That's right. So I would be approximately about 250 kilometers from the epicenter, which is, as you say, near Acapulco. And the fact that we were able to still feel something that was obviously extremely palpable and physically apparent, you know, some distance away, gives you some idea, I guess, of the magnitude.
It was a 7.9 magnitude earthquake, so it was a shaker for sure. There's no question about that. Anyway, that's what's going on in Mexico first thing today. All right. Other things that are going on. Other things we're going to get into here. Just a minute. Right, you're with Bill. It's 22. I'll call it 20. Yeah, 20 after the hour of 12. And other things are going on in our world. And we're going to find out. I guess one of the big things to talk about is Eli Manning going to Denver. Not Eli. I'm sorry. Got that wrong, Bill. Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's going to Denver. And so then what's his name is going to be traded? Tebow. You know, that's what happened there. All right. Now this is one of these things. Here's the headline, okay? Court considers survivors' rights of in vitro kids. Case raises the question, are children conceived after their father's death entitled to benefits? Can a farmer that pulls apples off a tree be fined for harming the tree, even though new ones will grow? Are you serious? Is somebody really serious about this? What if the in vitro thing? What if it's what's if a sperm donor? Okay, you'd want a rich guy to do this donor, okay? It says U.S. Supreme Court justices struggled with applying an old law to new technology in a case that asked whether children whose father died before they were born or even conceived are entitled to survivor benefits under the Social Security law. Justice heard the case of Karen Capato, a New Jersey mother who was in September of 2003 gave birth to twins through in vitro fertilization 18 months after her husband Robert had died of cancer in Florida. The couple had married in 1999, but not long afterward, Robert was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. After the couple had one child, the husband deposited semen in the sperm bank, et cetera, so that's what they're saying now. Should Social Security pay for the children? Even though, how long after was they conceived? 18 months. That was 18 years. Is there no limit? Wow. All right, here's the one way they said it's really kind of sad, I really thought, and I'll tell you about this. A place to call home. So here the Slow City Council is discussing allowing some homeless people to park RVs at the Prado Daycare Center. So this pilot program intended to provide safe parking place. Here's the deal. The program would accommodate 5 vehicles in the Prado Day Center's parking lot overnight. The Community Action Partnership in San Luis Obispo County would oversee the program. Only those people willing to enroll to case management and are committed to returning to permanent housing would be allowed to park there. And it would also be a zero-tolerance policy against drug and alcohol use. Sex offenders are not eligible. Homeless people who have been living in the city for 6 months or longer take a priority. And so they're going to take 5 vehicles a night. And in the picture that they show of Prado Road, there's 6 vehicles sitting there on the side of the road. So you already know that something's not going to work. But okay. Because you're not allowed to, the drinking thing, you're not allowed to drink in a car anyway. It doesn't matter if it's moving, parked, doesn't matter what. The coppers don't like it. It doesn't happen. So anyway, here's what's going on. I still like Major Tom's idea of talking about dealing with Dan Duvall about having people park out there. Okay. All right. There's some, like, wild and crazy news today. They were saying that Israeli strike on Iran could draw on the U.S. A classified war classified war simulation exercise held this month to assess the repercussions of an Israeli attack on Iran forecast that the strike would lead to a wider regional war, which could draw on the United States and leave hundreds of Americans dead, according to U.S. officials. Officials said the so-called war game was not designed as a rehearsal for U.S. military action, and they emphasized that the exercise results were not only possible outcome of a real-world conflict, but the game has raised fears among top U.S. planners that it may be impossible to preclude the U.S. involvement in any escalating confrontation with Iran, according to officials. And meanwhile, you have the Israelis that are sitting there going, you know, we know if this succeeds, we're gone. You know, that's what's going to happen. So it's like,
All right, now, here's the latest ship collision, and we're going to hear about this cruise ship and how it went down after a few words.
Run to save you money. What if that company was Esurance and this wasn't a hypothetical question? Could be coolish. Esurance. Click or call.
This is the Silver Shadow, a luxury cruise liner now in port here in Hong Kong. Right behind me, you can see some of the damage inflicted to its hull after it collided with a Vietnamese cargo ship off that country's coast.
The physical damage seems minimal, but the psychological impact had passengers we spoke with wondering, what if?
This could have been a major disaster had we hit a big cargo ship. This one, the one that we hit was about one-fourth the size of Silver Sea.
It was extremely frightening and worrying, obviously, in the light of the Costa Concordia that went down in Italy.
But despite the trauma, some passengers said they'd still recommend this company.
The cruise line is very, very nice and very professional.
Still, this passenger says it was a terrifying ordeal.
Through the fog, to our horror, we saw this Vietnamese container ship appear sideways on, and it was as if our ship was perfectly lined up to hit it in the side. So it was a horrifying moment, and in less than about 5 seconds after the ship appeared, we did in fact collide right in the side of it very dramatically.
And here, on the port side, or the left side of the ship, you can see even more damage. It's at the front of the ship, just right up there, where you can see the point of first impact. Right after that, the Silver Shadow veered to the right, but not before taking out the bridge of the Vietnamese cargo ship.
Vietnam's Maritime Administration told CNN the ship is now docked in Ha Long Bay, and an investigation is underway. No one on board was injured. And there were no injuries reported on the luxury vessel. The Silver Sea, which operates the Silver Shadow, released a statement saying last Friday's incident was minor. The ship continued on its planned course a few hours after the accident.
And I spoke with the port operator. They say that the Silver Shadow is still taking on passengers, and they're going to set sail later this evening. Ramy Nascencio, CNN, Hong Kong.
Unbelievable. The ship's owners say it was minor, you know, just because we actually T-boned a cargo ship and took out its bridge, and so they didn't say whether there was any injuries on the, maybe they ran, maybe they were fast enough to run away, I don't know. But anyway, kind of weird to me. It's as weird as the Costa Concordia, except the Costa Concordia, one thing, you know, that was underwater damage, and that's what happened, you know, so they were too close, but of course they have fathometers, they, you know, I don't understand, and they certainly have radar, and foggy or not, I don't understand even how that could happen, so pretty weird. So, all right, I better do this here. Because Swiss Dental is helping sponsor the program. And so it's brought to us by Dr. Carol Phillips at Swiss Dental Center. So go to Swiss Dental Center's website, swissdental.com, and look at what's going on, and they'll have all kinds of people to tell you how great they are and everything else. And you'll like to do that. So we'll join Richard Segovia, our Vietnam vet, in just a minute.
Remember when you believed in the tooth fairy? You'd lose a tooth, get a nickel or a dime, maybe later a quarter, a buck, a Macy's gift certificate, whatever. Point is, don't you wish you could trade any of those for an actual tooth? You get older and they go away faster than Santa, the Easter Bunny, and of course the Tooth Fairy, which turned out was Dad dressed in drag. Swiss Dental Center and Dr. Carol Phillips can help you believe in yourself with the confidence of new teeth. Dr. Phillips sympathizes with your fantasies but understands your realities. Opposing teeth. Without those, you're only gumming soft food. Imagine real implanted teeth that will really change your life. Your body tries to reject dentures, and all you can do is add more dental goo to try and hold them in place. It's a losing battle. Tooth implants replace the real thing naturally. Go to SwissDentalCenter.com and see how Dr. Carol Phillips can make an apple a day fun again. We may be getting older, but Swiss Dental Center can help us take a bite out of time.
KYNS is your news station, San Luis Obispo, and we have reworked our prime lineup to include your favorites. We would like to welcome back Randy Rhodes and Ed Schultz. We are saying goodbye to Corral and have moved Clark Howard to 8 p.m. To find out about the new lineup, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/1340am. See you there.
All right, listen up, maggots, because I got something to say that you need to hear. It's for every man 18 through 25. You want to live in my United States? Then you've got to register with Selective Service. Fact is, you must register before you can qualify for student loans, most federal jobs, or job training. So go online at sss.gov or go to any post office. Wait a minute. You did it already? Outstanding! You've earned my respect. Hoorah!
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
Paul Hardcastle's famous old song, 19. You're Bill Benica, and with Richard Segovia, I guess we're both Viet vets, as a matter of fact. Nice to see you, Richard.
Good to see you, too, Bill.
Thank you, sir. You're looking well.
I feel good.
Good. Richard and I met many, many, many moons ago, and we've stayed in touch. And so they have this huge event that's coming up this weekend. I'm going to just tell us about it, because when I say huge, I have to tell people about how many people come out to this thing. This is in Guadalupe. Go ahead. How many people?
Yeah. Well, we feed over 1,000 people. We're planning on 1,500. This is our third year. Again, my name is Richard Segovia, and I'm vice president of Chapter 982, and we are out of Guadalupe. So, welcome home, Vietnam Vet Day. Bill, did you want me to kind of like talk about a little bit of the history of it?
Sure.
Well, it was started by Jose Ramos, and his trek started in 2000. What he was doing was cross country on bicycle and promoting the idea that Vietnam veterans should be welcomed home in some way. In 2007, and so he would do that every year. In 2007, it was recognized by the U.S. Congress that Welcome Home Vietnam Vet Day would be celebrated on March 30th. That's the actual date of the celebration. And so in 2008 and in 2009, they had big gatherings in Whittier, California. Since then, Jose Ramos, who's been at this now for almost 10 years, decided to bring it to the California State Council of Vietnam Vets of America and ask them to continue through their chapter so that the celebration could be spread out more than in one location. So we have been doing that. We jumped on board with that, and this is going to be our third year. Every year that we have done it, we've had more than 1,000 people come through that we fed, and then some that don't even eat. So there were people in Guadalupe on our first celebration that had never been to Guadalupe in their life, and they're local. So it was a good deal for the city, and it was a good deal for veterans.
Sure.
Everybody comes out of that with a good feeling.
Where's everybody park?
All over town. last year we did have it at the Leroy Park. This year the event is going to be held at City Hall, which is 918 Obispo Street, with the cross street of 9th Street. And they have an auditorium there at City Hall. We're going to use that. They have a courtyard. And so we hope to be able to have everything. We'll have the presentation actually starts at 11 o'clock. And by that presentation, we, you know, there's dignitaries that will come and speak. We also were able, as a chapter, to get highway signs through the government, through legislature, that the highway signs would say are, you know, Vietnam Vets of America, Central Coast, Chapter 982. And we're going to put those on either side of the town, entry and the exit.
Really? Good.
Right.
On
so
Highway 1.
On Highway 1. Those signs will be posted, and our hope is that eventually we just keep going up Highway 1, you know, and just making it a longer and longer distance. But for now, on either side. So that's going to be part of the presentation also.
This is is this actually a national event?
Yes.
So the people are doing it all over the place?
They should be. What the goal is for is that all states should do it. There are, and I don't know the number of the states that actually do have it, Bill. There's a website that you can go to, which is whvvd.org, and then you can find out more about that kind of stuff. But the proclamations through the states is what we're after. And I have a proclamation here that was presented in 2009 here in California, and that was presented by Linda T. Sanchez. She submitted it in 2009. It's House Resolution 234. And so with that resolution, then it became, you know, California would get on board. So the thought is, first of all, you have the resolutions in the cities. You get your cities to make these resolutions as part of their, structure.
Right.
And then you get, you know, the counties, the state, and that's how, that's part of the goal is what we're trying to do also.
Okay, as an aside here, we have the, is it in April, May? We have the one that was put together by Representative Sam Blakesley here in San Luis Obispo.
Correct.
And I know last year a bunch of guys from your outfit came up. Now, here's the thing, this is another thing that's going to sound startling, and I really mean it's going to sound startling, and that is, in your chapter, and let me make sure I get this right, chapter what?
982.
How many vets do you have in the chapter?
Currently, we have 473. We are now the largest chapter in California.
And this is in Guadalupe, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and little fuzzy creatures by the radio. And then you meet when?
We meet the last Saturday of every month. And that would be, because we got so large, we ended up, we now meet at the school in Guadalupe.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a Mary Van Buren school.
And what time does the meet?
Meeting starts at 11.
Okay. So the last Saturday of every month, the 473 gets together, and about how many people do you get turn out?
Over 100.
Really?
Over 100 every meeting.
Yeah.
And every meeting, new veterans come in, and they're introduced. They introduce themselves, and we probably have an average of between 12 and 14 new veterans every meeting.
Wow.
Every meeting. It's amazing. The feeling that's there is what brings the veterans together. That's what they come back for.
It's really amazing. I have to tell you, Richard, I remember when you first got involved with this, and how many people would you say were in it when you first got involved?
The first meeting we had,
you were there from the outset, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The first meeting we had, our president, Henry Alfaro, it was his idea to start a chapter. And so he gathered a few of us, and it was somewhere between 8 and 10. The number varies with the length of time because of memory and stuff.
Yeah, right.
So but there was 8 or 10 of us that met in Guadalupe the first initially. And then we decided we wanted to pursue it, so you need 25 members to start a chapter.
Okay.
And so to get a charter for a chapter. So we gathered with more than 25 the first time. I don't know if anybody took a head count, but we had the minimum 25 for sure. And we had a barbecue, and we were brought into the state council president, Steve Mackey, came and, you know, gave us a little presentation, showed us how to fill the paperwork out, and we sent it in. So that's we've been going ever since.
Well, and so this Welcome Home Vietnam Vets Day is all done through the Vietnam Veterans organizations, and that's who sponsors it everywhere, I would imagine.
Now it is. Like I say, in the beginning, Jose Ramos was the one that was sponsoring it all. And it was that organization, Welcome Home. They are actually a 501c3. They're a nonprofit, the Welcome Home Vietnam Vet Day.org. They are a nonprofit organization.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they are. And so we, as chapters of the Vietnam Vets, are just hosting our own little parties so that more veterans can, because most of us weren't going to go to Whittier. And even at that, they were getting 10,000 people in Whittier for the big events. So,
you know, what's interesting is also, and I think it's really neat, but here's a question I'm going to ask you, because I observed, you know, last year we had an event up in Atascadero, at the park in Atascadero,
right.
And there was people, they had a car show, and they had motorcycles, you know, the motorcycle riders came and all that, and it was a Welcome Home Vietnam Veteran thing. By my observance, you know, and I walked around the whole place quite a bit, by my observance, I don't think there was anyone there that wasn't a Vietnam vet or their wife or someone like that. And I find it curious. I'm just saying I find it curious. Like, I went to a barbecue that was done in Santa Rosa Park years ago when the Desert Storm people came back. A gentleman that just left KCOY in Santa Maria, Zucchelli, John Zucchelli, who was the news director down there, he had just come back. He was part of that. Well, we had a parade in town. We had a barbecue, and a lot of other people that weren't Desert Storm people came out. My father-in-law was a Korean vet. I was a Vietnam vet, and there was lots of different age vets. But it's curious about Vietnam, and I don't know that I understand it. When we have a Vietnam vet event, that's usually who's there.
Right, and you're going to find Vietnam vets in quite a few of the welcome homes now. You know, they ride with the American Legion Riders,
sure.
Patriot Guard. We are the largest population right now of veterans. Even though we're the largest, there's still a lot of Vietnam veterans that haven't come forward.
Right.
There are many of them that just are still 40, 50 years later.
Okay.
And they still are secluded and don't want to have to come out. So it's just amazing what the chapter can do.
I would think we would both encourage people, you know, Vietnam vets to say, you know what, you have benefits coming to you. You know, you could have medical benefits coming to you. And I was one of these people that went for how long did I go? For 30 years.
Like the rest of us. Yeah.
Went 30 years before. That's before I even knew I could go to the Veterans Administration. I thought the Veterans Administration was for people that were lifers in the service. I really did.
Yes.
Because when we got out of the service, they sure as hell didn't tell us to go to the VA.
No.
You know, it was like a big secret. Yeah. You know, I mean, you would think it would be the first thing they would tell you. But it was the last. They didn't tell you at all.
But actually, on the way out,
yeah.
I was just getting out.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
me
so
too.
I mean, but this event, Welcome Home Vietnam Vet Day, it's to promote that, but it's also to promote that we welcome all veterans.
Right.
We welcome all veterans, and we always want to continue to welcome home the veterans that are coming now. Because that's the model of the Vietnam vet, is the model is never will one generation of veterans leave another behind.
Right.
Because as Vietnam vets like we are, we were left behind even by other veterans.
Right.
And, you know, for whatever reason. And so we won't do that anymore.
I don't think to this day I know what the reason is.
Well, the reason, one of the reasons is because we didn't fight a real war.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Now, this is interesting, because years ago, a gentleman in Cambria, who I went up there to speak with the coach of the Cal Poly Mustang basketball team, mm-hmm. and we went to do a little yak. And so the guy who was head of the VFW in Cambria said to me, said to me, you know something, Bill? We don't have any Vietnam vets in our chapter. And at that time, and this is how I sort of felt, I have to be honest with you, at that time I said, well, of course you don't. And he goes, why? I said, no Vietnam vet wants to get together once a month and celebrate losing a war. you know. And he just looked at me and said, well, I see your point, you know. And you know, since then, of course, a lot of information has come out that we did anything but lose the war, frankly. But anyhow, but I really encourage Vietnam vets. And Chapter 473 down in Guadalupe. And
982.
What is 473?
Don't know. I don't know what you're looking at there.
I wrote it down. I asked you something. I wrote it down.
982.
982. Yes. I don't know how I got that so wrong. I, a lot of times I have to make up words. I can't think of anything, but I'm making up numbers now. Chapter 982, and this Henry gentleman.
Henry Farrell. Henry Farrell is our president.
He's everything I've ever heard about what goes on with this chapter is just goodness. And they help the vets, and they go down to L.A. with them. They make sure they get to appointments. You have no idea how, if you have somebody in your corner and you can join an organization like this, how much they can help you. And I mean tremendously help you. Before you guys ever existed and I just got involved, I said, I know I need something besides the county VA office. I just think I need something beside that, that I can have a direct representative, you know, for me, so to speak. And so then I joined the California VA. And they're right down on Wilshire, right near the hospital. So, I have to admit, the lady, Myra, that has helped me there has been very helpful to me, and that's been very nice.
There's a lot of help out there now.
Yeah, there is help out.
That's all.
But, again, you got to take the first step. And if you're a Vietnam vet and you know another Vietnam vet, have him help you take the first step if that's what you need. And I've had to do that with some Vietnam vets and say, here, I'll get you started and we'll get going.
Right.
And this chapter 982 in Guadalupe of Vietnam veterans, that's they excel at that. They absolutely excel at that. So, you know, if you want to, and you know, people are slow to go with this crazy Vietnam War, you know, how it takes us a long time to kind of come out from underneath, you know, and say, okay, well, I can see what's going on. If you want to, don't forget, it's the last Thursday of the month. I'm sorry, last Saturday of the month at 11 a.m. Go to a meet. You don't have to. You can just sit quietly in the back. You know, you can just say, let me observe this if you want to. You can just kind of say, let me see what I think of this. You know, you can always do that. You can go to the VA, and if you went to the VA on Morrow Street here in San Luis Obispo, you can go and ask them, say, is there any group of people that gets together? You know, is there any way I can be part of something and sort of test drive it, you know, get some idea of how you feel about it? Because I think once you do get involved, you find out it's extremely helpful to have contact with other Vietnam veterans.
The thing about us, Bill, is we feel like we're unique, we're one of a kind type of deal, but in the years that I've been in the Vietnam, when I finally came out of the closet, kind of,
right.
What I've found and what people are telling me is, especially like service officers, they'll say, you guys are all alike. You know, you guys are all alike. You're suffering from the same problems, though you think they're unique to you only. They're
right.
Not.
Right.
They're what we're all going through.
Yeah.
We're just all at different stages is all.
Yeah.
You know, so if that beginning stage, yeah, it took somebody to drag me to Sepulveda.
Right.
I got drugged down there.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did. And that was Henry Farrell that took me through that process.
Cool.
And since then, you know, then now I'm on track and stuff, and I'm going forward, and I'm trying to help other veterans, which is what our chapter is trying to do now.
We could warn people too that, you know, if you finally come out of the closet,
mm-hmm.
and then you seek help, and you come out of that, then they're going to open Pandora's box on you.
That's cool.
And you're going to find out that, you know, all the stuff you've buried for 45 years is all of a sudden kind of pooping out on you.
But it needs to come out.
It does need to come out.
It needs to come out.
I promise you, you'll want to stick it back in. I promise you, you'll say, please put the box back together. Let me out of here.
Yes.
No, it's very helpful. And it really is. And that's really cool. Anyway, I'm hoping for just a wonderful event for you on Sunday. So remember, it's not Saturday. It's Sunday. So it's March 25th. And it's going to be from 12 noon to 3 p.m. And it's at the Guadalupe City Hall.
I have a contact number. Bill,
please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If there's any questions about the meeting or about the event, you can call me at 805-710-3115. And I'd be glad to answer any questions and that you might have. Thank you.
You know, another thing too, I think as part of the problem is we've been shown to the public by movie directors that have either made really off the wall movies and people go, yeah, that's probably what it was like, and it was like No, it really wasn't like that. Right. You know, and then you have other, you know, people say to me all the time, if it's Full Metal Jacket, if it's a platoon, anything right. like that. Was that what it was like? Not for me.
Yeah.
I was on a riverboat. Yeah. I have no idea what it was like, you know, to be a jungle pounder.
Right. You know? I don't know about the time, but John Voight ended up coming to the event in Whittier in 2010. He showed up unannounced, and he was led to the microphone. What his statement was, that in the 60s and 70s, he was dead set against the Vietnam War, as many people were, and he was even talking against veterans. Since then, he's come to realize how wrong he was, and he was on the podium crying, begging forgiveness of the veterans for having taken that stance then. But he committed himself to making this event a national holiday. Whatever it took for him to be able to do, he volunteered his services. That was John Voight. And so there's a little write-up in the little pamphlet that I have about him. But he's just one of many that were on the other side, say, when we came home. He mistreated vets, he said.
See, that was the part that was really weird about Vietnam vets, I think. It was one thing if you had protests and say the war stinks and we shouldn't have this war and it's all bad and whatever. Okay, you have your opinion about a war. We all have our opinion. We have an opinion right now about Afghanistan. We don't have one. That's fine. But, you know, to take it out on the soldiers that were there was very weird. I mean, it was very weird. And I don't know about you, but when it happened to me, I was so taken. That's when I went in the closet. I said, okay, I'm going in the closet. Sure. But it happened right at San Francisco Airport. We left Travis, went to San Francisco Airport to fly home. And so at San Francisco Airport, we were a little group of us, about five of us, we were confronted by I'll say it this way, a hippie couple and their kids in an elevator. We were using the elevator, and they were cussing at us in front of their children even. Yeah. You know, and I was like,
peace and love.
We were so taken aback by it that we didn't react really. We were just sort of startled. It's like, okay, let the elevator doors open, let us out of here, because we don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
But they weren't the first people to say something, you know. And you'd walk, and this is sad, you'd walk down the thing, the aisle at the airport, and you'd hear people yell, baby killer, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of a welcome home was that? And
so many, you know, fortunately for me, I de-rosed out of Fort Lewis, Washington, so I was able to get on the Greyhound bus and come all the way home, and I didn't have to go to any major airports or anything. But the thing about being in a small community, I never felt that in the small community, that kind of negativity. You know, Santa Maria, Guadalupe, because I came home to Santa Maria, and I never felt that, but I still withdrew because I never told anybody I was even in the military.
Right.
You know, and my family never spoke about it, and, you know, I didn't experience that part, but I know people have, and being from a small community, it just really never happened.
But like I say, it was so confusing. I wasn't mad about it. I wasn't sad about it. I was just confused.
Well, we came but out numb.
But I also was home. That's what I cared about. I was home. And that was my stance. I'm home. You know, I made it.
When I got out of Fort Lewis, Washington, I came right out of the door, threw my duffel bag and everything into the Dipsy dumpster. You know, because I was traveling home and I didn't want to have anything to do. That was another.
From that point on,
it was another point in my life.
I know if I went to the Army Navy store, they'd give me a couple of bucks for my pea coat, so I made sure I saved that. All right. We have a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. It's this Sunday, March 25th in Guadalupe from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. There's a barbecue that costs $8, a donation, and it's chicken, beans, salad, bread, and drink. And it's going
to
be great.
Excuse me, it should be 11 o'clock to 3. I know. At the
it says 12.
Yes,
okay. 11 o'clock.
The presentation is
at 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Change. And we thank Richard Segovia for being here and sharing with us today. And I thank you very much, sir. All right. And I'm sure your event's going to be absolutely fabulous.
I hope so.
All right, sir.
as sharp as knives, and we were so gung-ho to lay down our lives. We came in spastic, like tameless horses. We left in plastic as numbered corpses, and we learned fast to travel light. Our arms were heavy, but our bellies were tight. We had no home front, we had no socks, so they sent us play.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. The Illinois primary is underway today, with polls going in suggesting it's a battle between Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. Let's go live now to CBS's Steve Futterman in Chicago.
And Harley, the voting is still underway. Those polls you're talking about indicate it should be a good night for Mitt Romney. The GOP frontrunner ahead in virtually all the polls. In many of them, Romney's lead is in double digits. Romney will be here this evening. The ballroom right now being set up for what's expected to be a victory celebration. Rick Santorum, hoping for an upset, has left the state. He will be in Pennsylvania. There are 54 delegates up for grabs, most expected to go to Mitt Romney. By the Romney headquarters near Chicago, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
People in Mexico City got out of buildings in a hurry when they started shaking side to side. It was a big earthquake centered close to Acapulco, put at magnitude 7.4. There are reports of homes damaged there in the state of Guerrero, though communications capabilities in some areas are still incomplete. People in Texas are cleaning up after a severe storm and some tornado damage.
It is all soft.
Tin roofs ripped from trailer homes, mangled and strewn across the streets and fields, caught in fences.
I had a Toyota pickup parked outside, and it pushed it about 30 yards.
Alfon lost part of his roof.
You know, 2 3/8 pipe bent over like it was a straw.
Next door, the Faith Tabernacle Full Gospel Church was blown apart.
That's the roof it's laying on. The frames to it are in that man's backyard.
You guys are going to rebuild?
I don't know yet. We're just waiting on God.
Michael Board for CBS News, Divine, Texas.
Federal investigators are looking into the death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida. The neighborhood watch commander says he shot him in self-defense. Martin's family lawyer, Benjamin Crump, scoffs at that.
He had a 9mm gun. Trayvon Martin had a bag of Skittles. Where is the self-defense in that?
A local grand jury is also looking into the incident. It may be a new lead in the mystery of Amelia Earhart. New photo analysis appears to show a landing gear sticking up out of the water of a shallow island reef on Kiribati.
The case is circumstantial. It's a strong case, we think, but it's circumstantial. Finding the airplane would be the thing that would make it conclusive.
Rick Gillespie has spent years trying to find Earhart, navigator Fred Noonan, and that twin-engine Lockheed Electra. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 70 points today. The Nasdaq lost 5. Oil prices 105.61 a barrel. Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning met the media just minutes ago.
I accept great responsibility and being the best player that I could be to help this team win. But I'm gonna use the resources around me because I'm gonna need their help. And so it's gonna be a team effort. It's the only way this thing can get done.
He's an 11-time Pro Bowler, 4-time MVP. His new best in the NFL contract, 5 years, $90 million. This is CBS News.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
They've changed the name of Little Rock Airport to Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport.
Aye. Any opposed?
It was a unanimous decision by the commission overseeing the airport. Chairman Jim Daly called it an appropriate way to honor the 42nd President and Secretary of State.
I'm pleased with the action today, and the airport will immediately now operate under the name of Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport.
Hundreds of thousands of people come to Little Rock each year to tour the Clinton Presidential Library. Michael Heplin, CBS News, Little Rock.
Virgin Galactic has pre-signed its 500th future customer for a quick tourist flight into space. As it turns out, number 500 is actor Ashton Kutcher. The company is in its final stages of its test flight program with plans to begin commercial operations out of southern New Mexico next year. Richard Branson says he and his kids will be on the first flight. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of a paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by a sure guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Thank you. what's with all this talk about the Drake?
It's so weird. Every time I turn around, somebody's talking about Drake.
Isn't Drake the duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
Famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra water saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central
Coast. Who let the dogs out?
The parking garage.
Everybody having a ball.
Ha,
ha. I tell the fellas start the name calling.
Your Bill, hey, hopefully we didn't get the wires crossed, but I didn't think I had. Anyway, Paul O'Farrell is going to be here, and I'm going to take this.
Janae.
Let me hear this. Janae's here, and with Greta. And we're going to, if Paul, we're going to give Paul a little time here. We'll give him a Hula the Dogs Out time to see if she shows up, and then we'll be back with you.
Invest in mongrel. Gonna tell myself I might not get angry.
Hey, yeah.
V-I-O. Two Eddie girls calling them canine. Hey,
V-I-O.
But they tell me, hey, man, start up the party.
V-I-O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I heard a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Get back, you play invest in mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove, got my mind and gone. Do you see the race coming from my eye? Walking to the place, the Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, thin, and gancy color. Any color but you, I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out?
Out right there. Okay, so here's what's going on, and I'm going to tell you what's going on here as soon as I figure out what I'm doing. And here's the deal right here. The situation is this: we have with us Paula hasn't made it yet, and so we have Janae with us, and Janae has Greta, and so she is our two-legged singer. Should we start our? What we're going to talk about is a big dog event coming up, the Paso Robles Dog Jog coming up on this Saturday. But do you want to have her sing first a little bit?
Well, sure, why not?
All right.
She sings with me. Okay. We do a
a little singing telegram business called Gretagrams, and we're quite popular in the community, so we do a lot of different types of things, and we've been asked to sing at a lot of different occasions all over different parts of California, actually, and we've traveled quite a bit as well. And so Greta sings with me, and we do different tunes. We love big bands, so let's sing a little bit of All of Me. How about that, huh? All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my
That's absolutely wonderful. Good girl, Greta. Greta, our singing doc. This is a dachshund, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that. Anyway,
she's a little black and tan dachshund named Greta.
This is and now, has she ever just not performed? Has she ever said, "No, I'm not going to do it"?
You know, actually, the only time she hasn't performed is if she's a little cold. Or things like that where, you know, like maybe we've done some events outside where she's been a little cold. It takes her a minute to get started. But actually, pretty much every time I've needed her to, she's always been ready to go. So, and we do all types of events and stuff. So it's really fun for children, for elderly, all that.
Okay, I have to ask you a question. So what's the website?
Our website is www.dogee.com. 911.com/Greta, Gretta Grams.
That's easy to remember.
So, yes, if you go to the Dog E911 website, D-O-G-E.
What if I Google
Greta Grams, it will come up.
There you go. Just Google Greta Grams.
There you go. That'll work, too.
Guess what? We have you're tardy, and I don't see a note in your hand.
Oh,
all right. Sorry. Paul is here. Paul O'Farrell's here, and I thank you for making it up.
Hi, Bill.
Here's what I always worry. The first thing when nobody was here, I'm like, because she was a little bit late, too.
I got here at like 1:03 or whatever.
Anyway, so I'm going, wow, maybe I had the wrong day. we just talked last night, you know, but I'm getting old and I do things wrong, you know. So I figured, well, maybe I had the wrong. Then when she came in and then you're not here, then I worry about you. You know, I say, oh, my God, what's happened to her, you know, she's on her way. Anyway, I'm glad you're here.
Well, my apologies. I was always raised, my dad in the military, is if you're not early, you're late.
That's it.
So, boy, am I really late.
That's all right.
And I'm almost more disappointed that I missed.
No, we're gonna have Greta do another Gretagram here.
Yeah. Well, I knew I was in the right place when I saw you.
When you heard that story.
As I was walking in, the receptionist was just howling. So I thought, okay, I know what's happening.
Now, I have to ask a question, and I mean this. I've seen this kind of thing on YouTube, you know, and are you sure she's enjoying it?
She is, actually. Well, see, that's the funny thing, is when I actually was, I've always sang. I've done a lot of big band and swing stuff for years. But for when she was little, when she was about 6 months old, she started matching pitch with the piano and copying music on the television and copying the stereo music. So for me, you know, watching her try to match pitch and try to copy with stuff, it meant that she was interested in the stuff. And then as, you know, I started working with her, it became more and more that she wanted to do it. And it's funny, she almost gets excited when we get ready to go places and I get her ready to go. She kind of gets all excited and jumps around and stuff. It's like she knows she's going to entertain.
I have to tell you this, and I'll describe it as best I can. Greta has a little Greta. It says Greta, kind of a, what do you call it, rhinestone?
A little bling collar.
Bling,
yes.
Collar. A bling collar, and she has a little dress on with flowers.
Yeah, little red dress.
Little red dress with cherries. Flowers. There it is right there. So
she has costumes. We all have costumes. I have costumes, and we wear our costumes when we perform. And, she's quite the little diva. I think she has the soul of a reincarnated jazz singer.
See, you may, you don't know. That
See,
could be
that's
right
it.
There.
That's
that could
it.
Be right
well,
there.
When she does an event, when she has an audience, you know, I've had the pleasure of seeing them perform on a number of occasions. She really throws her head back, full throat. There's nothing but joy coming from this dog.
Yeah.
So it's something.
And the cool thing is it's not just her doing it to, like you said, music or something like that. It's our love for each other with my singing and her doing it with me. I mean, she will do it with instruments and music, but it's almost like our bond is really special. So when she's doing it with me, it's even more showing our love for each other and our love for this music. And it's just a fun thing. And I think that's why people enjoy seeing us perform together.
Do you, there's a question there. It's like I'm trying to remember if I wrote down the appointment. I was just going to ask you something. And I didn't touch it. Does she ever sing on her own?
She does. In fact, she, one time, it was very touching. There was a segment on television where the animals were at the shelter and they were kind of like doing a segment and the dogs were kind of talking, howling. So she went up to the television, put her little paw on the screen and started singing, talking to the TV like she was talking to the dogs. So she does the stuff on her own. And that's what's so amazing. She'll go over to the stereo and sit next to the speaker and sing with Bonnie Raitt, let's say, or certain blues or jazz. She just loves certain types of music. And so that's why I just...
So you can play something, and you know she doesn't like it because she won't respond.
Right, absolutely.
How interesting. How very
absolutely.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
So what music does she not like?
Well, she doesn't like rap. She doesn't like... she doesn't like certain... She likes a lot of music with inflection. She doesn't like... you know, certain singers, if they've got kind of a low voice, she likes a lot of range. So she loves, like, Patsy Cline, and she loves Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday, which I think is all the greats. So
that's
Sarah Vaughan, stuff
that's
like that.
Great.
She likes
that's
Frank Sinatra.
That's absolutely great. That's great, great, great. I will talk to you both, but I'll ask Paula. So tell us about what's going on Saturday. We have the doggy jog thing, and we had a chance to talk about this last year, and we...
Right. It's grown in popularity.
We haven't seen each other in a year, and it's hard to believe it's been a year.
I don't know
how this works.
And certainly sort of a shameless advertisement here.
I don't care. That's fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
If nothing else, come to see Greta sing.
That's right.
It's really
come see
quite,
Greta sing.
It's
all right.
Really
let's talk
enjoyable.
About there's all kinds
sure.
of but there's all kinds of different events you're
this
doing
is,
this
This is a
Saturday.
Wonderful, small town, has a lot of charm to it. It's a 4K, 2K runner walk through the beautiful Salinas River Trail. It's gorgeous. And it's a chance to just get out with your dog. It's kind of like a parade, and everybody likes to be in a parade. And it's fun to see all the people, the families, the dogs, the diversity. And it's a beautiful setting. We also have some photographers along the route, so it's a great chance to get a family photo taken as well. We always
sure.
have great
yeah.
photos from the fact. In fact, our poster has some samples
yeah,
of some
great.
Of those
that's
great
very,
photos.
Yeah, that's great.
So that's really fun. Of course, every dog's a winner. And in Greta's case, every dog's a wiener. everybody gets a medal. The dogs get very, very charming dog bandanas. We have racer bibs, and the racers all get goodie bags. So the race is really the heart of this event. That Philly and everyone is a winner. And then we also have some fun contests. So we have my favorite, which is the best dog owner lookalike. And it's always interesting to see who shows up for that and the uncanny resemblance, not only in physical, but also personality as well.
I was involved in one of those one time. And the guy that won, and it was so amazing to look at these two.
Yeah.
It was a bulldog. But this guy looked like a bulldog. He
right.
looked like a bulldog. He had the same kind of jowls as a bulldog. He had the same eyes as a bulldog. The only thing that was different was his nose a little bit. And
last
it was weird.
Last year we had the person who won this was actually was very handsome. He had a boxer. And you would never have thought of him. You saw him the side by side. The really deep, soulful brown eyes. The dark, dark eyebrows. You know, the serious look. And there was no question this guy was going to win. And then we had the year before we had a schnauzer with his owner, and the schnauzer had really bushy gray eyebrows. The owner had really bushy gray eyebrows. I mean, it was really something. landing field. So that's one. And then we also have best dressed. So many people like to come out in their great exercisers, their sweatsuits, their fashion wear. So that's always fun. We have most unusual tail. And that was inspired by last year. We just saw a lot of really different tails.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So that was a good one.
Really? That'll be a fun one.
Yeah, so, I don't know if you may have read in the paper here just recently that little dog was considered the ugliest dog in the world passed away.
Yeah. Yes.
And boy, that was one butt ugly dog.
Yeah, it was a little Chinese crested hairless.
He was a weird looking
dog.
I
think no dogs are ugly.
He was ugly.
He was cute ugly.
He would have been cute or ugly if his tongue wasn't hanging out the way it sort of did off the side, like for no particular reason.
And then we also have tallest dog and shortest dog, and it's always interesting to see the really small dogs that are small, of course, only in stature, not in heart. And these little dogs run like a champion, and that's always fun. And then we often see the Harlequin Great Danes that are just are majestic. So the contests are fun. We also have a lot of vendors are going to be showing up with a lot of dog-related products, and that's always great. And it's just a fun event to come and hang out.
Now, where are we doing this? So
sure,
we
this is
turn
the
up.
Kennedy Club Fitness in Paso Robles. Okay. It's 500 South River Road, it's the start and finish line there. And we're going to have refreshments. So for the athletes, we have juice and bagels and coffee and all kinds of fun things. And then amazing raffle gifts as well. So good chance to come, buy a couple raffle tickets, and walk home a winner.
Now, this is sponsored. This helps raise money for the Sherwood Dog Park.
Right. One of the reasons I'm late is we're in the middle of construction right now. So a couple of construction emergencies kind of held me back.
She had to drop her hammer and run.
But we're in the middle of building the dog park. We're about two-thirds of the way through. It's costing us, as construction usually is, more than we expected. So the sort of fundraising event is absolutely critical. We'd like to have park benches and picnic tables and things of that sort. So we're really counting on people to come out, have some fun, and show their support for the first off-leash dog park in Paso Robles. I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime. Not only is it in Paso Robles, but it's a fabulous dog park.
Isn't it often the case that a person says, I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime, is the one that has to do it?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't. They wouldn't see it in their lifetime.
Well, most people who know me know that I've been working on this for almost nine years, trying to get an off-leash dog park. So I think it's definitely going to be worth, I won't say it's worth waiting for, because that's a long time to wait.
Yeah.
But it is going to be a wonderful gift to the people of the North County. They're absolutely going to love it. It's a beautiful setting, and it just the whole layout is magical.
This is interesting, too, because I think people love to see their dogs off leash and run and frolic and sniff other dogs and do what they do. And, because it's weird, because when we were growing up, at least I'm older than anybody here, but when I was growing up, the dogs just ran loose. You had to have a license on your dog, but other than that, the dogs just ran around the neighborhood, And people, it was weird because, and I got bit by plenty of dogs, I have to say. It wasn't probably the best idea in the world, but I never saw them, join up in packs, not domestic dogs. There might have been some others out in the track somewhere. But anyway, that was just the norm, and people just, as long as the dog had a license on its collar, then it could just go anywhere it wanted to.
Our senses and sensibilities have changed a lot over the decades. When I was a kid growing up in a Navy housing, development, dogs just ran loose and, no one really cared. But now we're more concerned about whether we consider it politically correct or not, but we're more concerned about infringing on our neighbors' rights and wanting to be considerate of others. So people really want to make sure that their dogs get exercise. And a lot of people like me just love to watch dogs run. It's just a fun thing to do. Besides all the good reasons to do it, it's just fun. And to be able to do it in a safe place where we know that the dogs are not going to run off and go do their business in someone's front yard and meet up with people of similar mind.
But you know what? I think there's a lot of things that have changed that we realize. It's not just political correctness, but we learn. Everything was the way it was, and now all of a sudden things are changing. And I think the biggest issue with dogs off leash was the fact that they would. I mean, I definitely pointed my dog to my neighbor's yard when I had to take a dump. Say, here, don't do it in my yard. Go over there. I don't want to pick it up. Let them pick it up.
I mean, growing up, if I had picked up my dog's poop, my mom would, probably would have slapped my hand. You know, that's caca. Don't touch that, you know. And now people carry their bags of poop proudly.
I know.
As they're walking along the street,
amazing.
As sort of a badge of honor. Like, look
very
at me.
Amazing.
I'm being
doing the right thing. Yes.
So, you know, we've changed.
All right. So this is a Kenny Nautilus. It's 500, what is it, 500 Rivers?
South River Road.
South River Road.
And let me tell you how you can register.
Okay.
You can go to our website at parksforpups.org. And that's the number for parkforpup.org. You can register online. You can also go to the Kennedy Fitness in Paso Robles, register at the front desk. You can also show up on race day. Check-in starts at 8 o'clock, and the race starts at 9, and it's rain or shine.
Cool. Anyway, it's going to be absolutely a fun event, and I know last year you had a good time. It's supposed to be on, so far, the weather forecast is saying it's supposed to be nice on Saturday.
Good.
You know, if it,
yeah,
doesn't,
cha- it,
if it doesn't change.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
but, you know,
really
dogs
good.
Like to run in the rain.
They do, because it was raining last year. It was cold, but it was still very busy.
I don't know how much people like to run the rain.
Well, you know, it's kind of a fun thing, you know, when everyone else is bundled up.
My wife is that way. You know, I consider myself a land animal that doesn't like to get wet, you know, and yet she's happy in the heck when it rains.
Well,
it's
Bill's
just fine
wife.
With her. All right. So what we're going to finish up today, and I want to thank Paula for being here, and I certainly want to thank Janae for bringing Greta. And so we're going to end up with Greta on tune here. And I'll say goodbye to you ladies now and let Greta do her thing.
Bill, it's always a pleasure.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Greta, let's take it out. Let's do Bill Bailey. How about that? Hey! Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I'm on the whole day long. I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll pay the rent. You know I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy evening I throw you out with nothing but a fun to come. Well, you know that I'm to blame, and ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
Who let the dogs out?
Spice, the party was pumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball.
Ha,
ha. Until the fellas start the name calling.
V-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. Ha, ha, I have a full one shout ha, out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Dr. Carol Phillips invites you to the Swiss Dental Center to discuss the wonderful new possibilities to make your mouth look and work like it should. Teeth. They come, they go, they come again. And then when they go the second time, it's goodbye forever. There's nothing you can do about the aging process that starts the loss of your permanent teeth. It's a bummer. But now you have two choices. False teeth and bridges and the pasty goop necessary to make those objects dry and cling to your gums and the roof of your mouth. Or 21st century implants offered by Swiss Dental Center. Identical to the real teeth you've lost without any more problems. Imagine, Dr. Carol Phillips can make it possible to chew normally, to eat normally, to actually enjoy chewing and eating normally. If you have tooth loss for whatever reason, go to SwissDentalCenter.com and let others tell you what Dr. Carol Phillips has done to help their lives. Dr. Carol Phillips, the most experienced tooth implant specialist on the Central Coast. We may be getting older, but Swiss Dental Center can help us take a bite out of time.
1340 KYNS is your news station, San Luis Obispo, and we have reworked our prime lineup to include your favorites. We would like to welcome back Randy Rhodes and Ed Schultz. We are saying goodbye to Carell and have moved Clark Howard to 8 p.m. To find out about the new lineup, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/1340am. See you there.
When my parents got divorced, I had to be there for my mother. She had a daughter going to college. She was trying to get her degree herself.
Ben didn't know how to get the money he needed for college. Then he found out about federal student aid.
I think you can dream big and you can think about what you want to do with your life, but eventually you're going to have to, you know, build that bridge to the next
Paying for college? Go to federalstudentaid.ed.gov. Start here, go further.
My name is Ben, and this is my story.
So I played Vivaldi. We got that. That was from the Baby Einstein Show. You find it where you can find it. That's how I looked at it right there. You're with Bill Beck. I talk to Chief Friends and Neighbors Network. Thanks for joining me today. It's a darn good day, I think. It's a pretty nice day. We had the dog singing and whatnot. I'll tell you. All right. Here's what is one thing that's going on right here. And the Cal State University system plans to limit new students because we don't have money. We don't have teachers for anything. Some schools would forgo spring admissions, put fall students on hold pending a vote on new taxes. So the university is moving to reduce enrollment to deal with a $750 million in funding cuts already made in the 2011-12 fiscal year and position itself for at least an additional $200 million cut next year if the tax proposal fails. You know that free education in California? Nah, that's right. It went away. It went away with many other things that have gone away, and sadly. And I feel bad, too. I do. I know that a lot of young people are like, what happened to me? Life. That's what happened to me. Life happened. All right. Shoes are the stars in the world of sneakerheads. Collectors go to great lengths and expense to get a pair of in sneakers. And they're not kidding either. I'll tell you what. These things cost, if you've probably heard about some of these things cost, up to like $200 a pair. And someone told me, now I just heard this story, so don't hold me to it, but I'll go with it. Now here's the thing right here. Consignment shops, Galaxy Foam Posits. Nike got a $220 pair of shoes made popular by former NBA player Penny Hardaway. Then you have things that go for $4,000 to $5,000. They're collector's items. They stink and everything, but people want them. I don't. Some people do. Then I was told, this is what I was told, that it costs to get the Nike shoe from China to the United States to have it made and shipped to the U.S. as a total of $7. That's what I was told. I don't know if that's true or not, but I can believe it. $7. Okay. All right. In case you wondered where your money was going. Going away. That's where. Guess who's flyer number 500 on the happy space shuttle thing? It's Ashton Kutcher. British band, Richard Branson said Monday that he's number 500, and Branson made the announcement on his blog saying he gave the call and to the actor to congratulate him. He's thrilled as we are at the prospect of being among the first to cross the final frontier and back with us. So there, galactic space thing, that's what it's called. All right, and then things are not going well for Oprah Winfrey's whole affair, her new network. She's struggling a lot. As said Monday, it is laying off one-fifth of its workers and recruiting its restructuring operation in New York and L.A. Decision to let 30 employees go is a tough one, but the economy of the startup cable network didn't fit in with OWN's cost structure, Winfrey said in a statement. She said, you may have heard yesterday they let Rosie O'Donnell's show go. And they say that the cable channel, which launched January 1st, 2011, endured a freshman year of executive turnover and missteps that proved OWN lacked a solid foundation on which to build. This was despite a Discovery Communications investment of a reported $250 million and counting. It seems almost weird in a way. You know, Oprah Winfrey is so good at what she was running for herself, you know, running her own namesake, you know. She did that with panache and great success, and then all of a sudden, weird. Speaking of little Einsteins, the original Einstein manuscripts are going to be posted online. They mentioned this yesterday. And so here's the but here's the thing. It doesn't do any good to post them online because nobody understands what he's talking about, except him. Right. There's people trying to there's people still trying to disprove his theories right now as we speak. I don't think they understand the theory. that's my opinion of that. Hey, okay. Anyone planning to build an Atascadero surrounding areas could face slightly higher developer fees, a form of tax on new construction. And new construction is doing so well, as you know, as of late, that just adding more taxes to it is special. Okay. The San Luis Police Department arrested 35 people. This went from 3 to 35 during the St. Patrick's Day celebration in the city Saturday. That compares with 27 last week, last year rather. Crowds, we attribute the increased arrest this year to maximum deployment of officers. There were 20 officers working during the day and 30 at night. 15 arrests were made in the daytime, 20 arrests at night. 29 of the 35 arrested people being accused of being drunk in public. Additional arrests included three people accused of driving drunk, battery, felony, and vandalism, and resisting an officer. One of the people arrested on suspicion of drunk driving was a man accused of trying to run over two officers on Dana Street, if you remember that story. So other than that, it was just a regular happy St. Paddy's Day. Okay, happy St. Paddy's Day. They're naming, where is it, in Birmingham? Is that where it was, Birmingham? They're naming it the Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport. I think that's a first, isn't it? That they named it after two people? I've never heard of that. Why isn't Chelsea included in that? Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Airport. Or the Clinton Family Airport. Doesn't that sound like a place you'd want to take off from? The Clinton Family Airport. Well, that sounds very friendly. They probably don't even have TSA there. Okay, Oso Sewer work to begin by July, barring people screwing that up, of course. Now we have a new place in San Luis Obispo. This is the Lewis, L-U-I-S, Wine Bar. It's now open for business, located at 1021 High Garrett Street between Santa Rosa and Oso Streets. The enterprise is the brainchild of a former Cal Poly student, Vanessa North. After several years of working in San Francisco's tech industry, North decided to leave her job, return to the Central Coast, and pursue a dream of owning her own business. As she said, I'm all after wine bars I visited in San Fran. I felt it was something San Luis Obispo didn't have. I don't know if we have it or not. We seem to have one of everything these days, don't we, though? We didn't used to. you had to go far, far in field to find stuff. But nowadays, it's right around the bend. You know, I'm wondering about this is, and I'm just going to wonder this out loud, okay? But I don't know. And that is, you know, with the traffic, a total disaster now on Los Osos Valley Road, I wonder how much that will deter people from wanting to go to some of the new businesses that are opening up. I wonder that. It deters me. I'm just going to tell you very honestly, it deters me. I can handle Madonna Road into Spencer's and back out that way. You know, but Los Osos Valley, unless it's very late at night or very early in the morning or maybe midday at exactly the right moment, you know, but other than that, it's just crazed as far as I'm concerned. Crazed. Okay. Let me do this because it's a big treat for you. And I'm sorry I waited till quarter to two, but we were busy because it's Taco Tuesday at Spencer's Fresh Market. And, yeah, there's another great thing that goes on Tuesdays. Now, this is a brand new thing. So you either get tacos for a bone or you get spaghetti and meatballs for two for $5. Spaghetti and meatballs for two for $5. So I would think you'd want to go to Spencer's and have lunch. That's my opinion. And then they also, don't forget, this is the last day of this flyer, so Spencer's Baja Filets or Tri-Tip are just $3.99 a pound in the value pack, $2.39 a pound for Prairie Fresh Natural Fresh Pork Spare Ribs, 99 cents for Sunny Roast Drumsticks, Thighs, or Leg Quarters. So we went and bought ourselves a big old wad of thighage. We bought some thighage. Anyway, Farmers Indoor Market, Indoor Farmers Market has everything in the whole wide world. Crisp romaine lettuce, two for a dollar. Zesty jalapeno and tomatillas, two pounds for a dollar. Pound and package of crisp baby carrots, 79 cents. Local broccoli crowns, 79 cents a pound. On and on. Bed pell peppers, tropical mangoes, scala apples, navel oranges, fresh jams, fresh eggplant, crisp cucumbers. They have organic food, and they got all the great stuff. So you just can't go wrong at Spencer's. Here's two for $4 for Fritos, Cheetos, and $3.49 for Lay's potato chips. And then Langer's fruit drinks are $3.99 plus CRV. Hansen's orange pineapple grape juice is $3.69. And Subi honey, a 24-ounce size. It's pure natural. It's clover. It's orange. It's a squeeze bottle. And it's a bear. It's a little bear. And they it's $6.99. Oh, they just saw the number. I just saw the number. Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. It's so amazing. I couldn't remember. I couldn't think. 200,000? Is that it? 200,000? I think it was 200,000. 200,000 flower trips it takes to make a pound of honey. Or a jar of honey. I don't know. So I have to ask my wife. She told me the story. She read it. She saw it somewhere. I read it. She had me read it. It was in a book. I don't remember the book. Anyway, it takes a long time for the bees to make honey, I'll tell you. All right, and then here's the other thing I want to tell you about is where Spencer's are. Five locations on the Central Coast. There's one conveniently near you in Morro Bay, San Luis Obispo, Santa Maria, Aurora Grande, and Atascadero. So get to it. Don't forget, they take all their Visa, MasterCard, ATM cards, Discover cards. They're on Facebook. John Spencer's, Spencer's Fresh Market, where freshness is, in fact, local. That's the other thing else I'm supposed to remember to tell you. I think that was it for right now. Yeah, do the best I can. I have one more spring song. Now, I'm not familiar with this song at all, I have to be honest with you. I'd never heard it before. But I was looking for a spring song. There's only so many spring songs. And so this was a lady named Jill Scott. Does that ring a bell? She's a... It's called Spring Summer Feeling. So that'll be what we hear on the way out today. So anyway, let's see what else is going on. Yeah, everybody's on the trail there in Illinois. Now, feds are stepping into the shooting case in Florida, in Orlando, where this little boy, Trayvon Martin, was shot by this neighborhood watch. What does he call himself? A captain? A commander? It's a neighborhood watch, for God's sake. Anyway, captain. You know, and so anyway, so there was a confrontation of some kind. This little boy was not armed or anything. The police told the man, he said, I got a suspicious-looking kid in the neighborhood. And he was not far from his own house, so he was suspiciously in his own neighborhood. It's kind of weird. And so anyway, he ended up getting shot by this guy after the police said, well, he said, should I get out and confront them? And they say, no, stay in your car. The police ordered the man to stay in his car. He got out of his car anyway to confront this kid, and the kid ends up shot. So it's very, very strange. So the federales are going to say, okay, we're going to find what the heck's going on. And find out what's going on. We're tired of goofing off here. Here was one of those weird stories. It's out of Atlanta. A fierce thunderstorm that seemed to come out of nowhere closed in. Hot air balloon pilot Edward Restaino. He spotted an open field 4,000 feet below and calmly and tersely warned the five skydivers aboard the craft, you need to get out now. He may have saved their lives, but he lost his own. The lightning spidering across the sky and the wind rocking their parachutes, the skydivers floated safely to the ground while the balloon was sucked up into the clouds and then sent crashing to earth. Restaino's body was found Monday, 3 days after the event. If we had let them a minute later, we would have been sucked up with them, said one of the skydivers. Here, the Federal Aviation Administration is investigating. I know they have to investigate everything, but what is there to investigate? You know, if you have a lot of cloud activity like that, you have thermals, you know, and the balloon got sucked up into a thermal and into the storm clouds and probably lightning got it, whatever, and then it went crashing. That's a bad way to go, though. It went off a balloon ride and that happened. And this was today's the anniversary of the first nonstop balloon flight around the world. Kind of a weird coincidence, I'd say. We got this, you know what's going on a lot? There's these snow slides, we call them avalanches. 5 people were killed and 1 person was dug out alive after Frisk and French skiers were buried by an avalanche Monday on Norway's Arctic fringe. Rescuers located the victims through the beacons from their radio transceivers, believing the first person they found survived. A Swiss man was taken to a local hospital in stable condition. I understand, you know, the call of the open wild, you know, draws skiers to the fresh, powdery, wonderful snow that nobody else is skiing on. Unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't stick to the hill. So that's really kind of weird. All right. They don't hear this often, so I like this. A contrite and emotional San Francisco sheriff apologized Monday for a domestic violence incident with his wife after a judge sentenced him to 3 years of probation, ordered him to attend an anti-domestic violence program. There is no excuse, and I accept full responsibility. When's the last time I heard anybody say that? He said he read a prepared statement and appeared to choke up several times when he mentioned his longing to reunite with his wife and 3-year-old son. Sheriff pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor count of false imprisonment. Anti-domestic violence advocates are calling for Mayor Ed Lee and supervisors to remove the sheriff from his post. That's one of those things I read that I don't have an opinion about. Should a sheriff be removed from his post because he did something and he was put on probation? Well, here the Sacramento Bee has a big thing going on here about the state must stem nitrate pollution. And so nitrogen pollution under some of California's most intensely farmed areas has posed a threat to drinking water for decades. So they're saying it's not getting any better, it's getting worse. We don't have much time, but we're going to get on the phone right now and say hi to somebody, and the phone's ready to go. Hello?
Oh, hi, Bill. It's Dan in Los Altos.
How are you, madam?
And the sun is shining. It's gorgeous out here.
Yeah.
You know, the shooting in Florida... A couple of questions come to mind. Number one, why do Americans somehow think that they're all Shane?
I don't know.
I'm like, what on earth is a neighborhood watch guy doing armed?
Here's the weird thing. I don't know how bad this neighborhood must be, if that's the way to say it, but he's armed and he's patrolling the neighborhood in a car.
That's called police.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. And you know... I'm sorry, you know, you put a gun in the hands of some people, and you might as well know from the get-go that something bad's going to happen down the road. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I would say that 99.9% of the time,
yeah.
Especially if you're not trained very specifically, you know, to handle yourself in situations that can get really dicey really quick.
I think
Americans, of course, we're just all in love with Hollywood and movies and Westerns, and we all think we're Shane, and we all, you know, play cowboys and Indians and kids, and we somehow never grow out of that. We think, oh, yeah, I'll be the neighborhood watch guy, and I've got a gun, and I'll be, you know, Jack Palance.
Well, here's what's interesting. I played a soundbite from the people calling into the police station, the 911 calls, and you could hear the kid in the background yelling for help.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's shot.
Yeah.
Well, and he's a little guy. I mean, you know, it wasn't like he was some guy that could confront you and cause you harm in some way. I mean,
right.
You know, if you're a grown man. So, unless he's the Karate Kid, I guess. But anyway, it was just, the whole thing is just downright bizarre.
Well, Walking While Black.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Unfortunately. But this, like, so the shooter is just going to go away for a long, long time, let's hope.
Interesting.
I mean, normally neighborhood watches, you're given a walkie-talkie or a radio, and if you see anything weird, you call it in. which is what he did.
Well, yeah, and he was told to stay
in
his car.
And then he stayed in the car and kept an eye on things until the actual police personages showed up.
Absolutely weird, too.
Of course, there are certain areas of the country where the police show up and then they shoot you.
Well, here's an interesting thing. So, you say walking white black, and Leonard Pitts had a column the other day, and he was talking about Ralph Ellison's book where he talked about, as a black man, being invisible to people.
Yep.
You know, people just didn't even acknowledge him. And that's interesting because the very first thing that makes humans relate to each other is acknowledgement. That's number one. Adoration, I think, the other end, and acknowledgement's the first. And so what's weird, though, is I've walked through some of the parks in San Luis Obispo, and the exact same thing happens. You say hello to somebody, they absolutely ignore you and don't look in your eye. They just walk by you.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me. It's the weirdest thing in the world.
Well, considered, if, you know, there's a couple of things probably at work. One is we have created a culture of fear that we feed every day, and they've done studies where people who watch these cop shows and those kind of shows and all the detective shows and all that, their perception of how dangerous the world is completely off the map and has nothing to do with real crime stats. In other words, they view the world as a very scary, hostile, crime-ridden place. So, and then you read the headlines, you know, people mugged in the park and all that, and you begin to be taught that you live in an incredibly dangerous environment and you have to be on your toes at all times and you need to be armed. Now we have permits. You don't even need permits to carry. We want to give guns to everybody. Well, guess what the end result of that is? We all become terrifying strangers to one another, and the more you get armed, then the more dangerous and it is.
But here's the thing that makes it even more curious.
Crazy.
I'll tell you what makes it more curious. If it was just old pudgy me walking around, and you walk by somebody and they might say, oh, that guy doesn't look right, I can understand that. But it happens when I'm with Nancy. You know, we're walking together, and we'll say hello to somebody, and they just never acknowledge that you're there. And it's like, it's not like if you encountered 10 people, one of them would do it. I guarantee you 9 would do it.
Yeah.
And that's really sad. And,
yeah.
And we're talking about San Luis Obispo, for gosh sakes.
Yeah.
You know.
It's really been an incredible sea change from 50 years ago, or, you know, where that was considered a simple courtesy, like good day, tip your hat, you know, as you met somebody on the sidewalk. And now it's look away because you're afraid they're panhandlers you don't want to engage because then they'll confront you and... People just, you know, of course, everybody's got their nose, you know, texting or talking
If they're doing that, yeah, that's true. I know what they're doing.
They acknowledge you anyway.
What's happening with that more is I think people are talking themselves because I got the little doodah in their ear.
Yeah.
You know, and I see people, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's a lot more people talking to themselves than there used to be.
Yeah, and of course, that's sort of started like, you know, oh, crazy person, oh, dear, what's going on here? Until you realize they're yakking away on the phone.
Unbelievable.
It's bizarre.
Absolutely,
but it is just really sad. Like, what in the hell was that guy doing with the gun?
Yeah, you know? It's really a bummer.
Well, hopefully the feds will show up and straighten things out, and somebody will be going to prison, and the family now has a dead kid. It's just sad.
It is sad, Ann. I thank you for buzzing in.
All right,
bye. Madam. Thank you very much. All right, we got to wrap it up here. That's what happens now. That's where we're at. We got to wrap things up here. Let me see if I can get her done.
This is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails.
CBS News.